Take for a moment and just consider love and friendship. These things, generally, they bring people together. They bring people such as spouses or siblings. They bring people together, parents and children. Through this love and this friendship, there's unity. But sometimes there's disagreement. Sometimes there's tension. Sometimes there's anger. Sometimes there's resentment. Sometimes there's difficulties and challenges in such relationships. But when they reconcile, when the spouses reconcile, when the siblings reconcile, when parents and children reconcile, there's great relief. There's joy. There's smiling on faces. The hearts are filled with this joy that they are now reunited. This is a description of division and reconciliation, of offense and forgiveness. Through his parables of mercy, Jesus is telling us about these things. His point is to draw us back to God the Father, to remind us not to be afraid, to turn to the Father, to seek his mercy and his forgiveness. Sometimes we may feel like that lost sheep. We may feel like that son who is distant and far away. But Jesus takes the first step. He's the one that's out searching, looking, wanting to bring us back. And he doesn't rest until he finds us. He is our Savior. He's the Savior of sinners. And we heard in the first parable about sheep and about shepherds. Well, the shepherd is Jesus. And the lost sheep is us at different times in our lives. We might feel confused or distracted or frustrated or disappointed with the different things that happen in life. We may feel distant from God. We may feel lost. But God comes searching for us to draw us back to himself so that we could be reunited, so that we could be reconciled. Sometimes while we are gone astray, we may think that we could find happiness without God, that somehow things would be better if we weren't part of his fold, if we were separated from him. But the reality is true happiness, happiness at its highest level, can only be found in relationship with God. And that's what heaven will be, being united with God forever. And Christ the shepherd, he leaves the 99, those who are already with him, in search of the lost sheep, in search of us, to draw us back. And he does this in many ways, and one of the ways he does it is through his priests, through the sacrament of reconciliation. Christ searches for us, looking on the horizon like the Father, waiting for us to turn back to him by entering into that confessional. The Lord wants to give us sanctifying grace again, or a strengthening of the grace that's already there, so that we can be united with him, either more intensely or after having been completely cut off. In our second parable, we hear about the woman who loses her coin. But she goes searching for it immediately. She lights a lamp. She's burning oil, precious oil, in order to search and find this coin that was lost. Cleaning the entire house, looking all over the place. And when she finds it, there is great joy. Likewise, it is for Christ, searching for us, trying to draw us back to himself, trying to bring about that reconciliation. And when we repent, when we turn to God, there is much joy in heaven. There's much joy on earth. In our third parable, we hear about the Father. This may be a familiar experience where there's tension and difficulty within families, where there's division and separation, where one goes astray. But this Father, he has this tenderness, this welcoming attitude, tremendously loving and caring for his son. The father in the parable is searching the horizon, waiting to see the son who would repent and turn back to him, constantly looking for him. And when he finds him, he's very eager to meet him for that reconciliation, to welcome him back. But it's the son who must first repent. It's the son who must start turning back to the father. In the attitude of the son, we can see what it would be like in the confessional. First, he recognizes himself as a sinner, and he recalls what his sins are. He makes what's called an examination of conscience, something all of us should do, something where we're trying to remember what our sins might be. And sometimes that can be a difficult thing to do, to remember our sins. So when we make an examination of conscience, it's very helpful to have a series of questions that prompt us, to remind us what are the different sins that we could have committed. And that too is called an examination of conscience. And we have those series of questions available on our website, asc.church, on our webpage, Guide to Confession. So it has an explanation on how to go to confession, but then it also has an examination of conscience, a series of questions to help us remember what our sins might be. What might be those things, those difficulties, those obstacles, those disagreements, those problems that we may have in our relationship with God? That way, by having our consciences examined, we'd be well prepared to confess them to the Lord, to present them to God so that we can be healed of that woundedness in our relationship with Him. We also have the examination of conscience available through the My Parish app. So if you have the My Parish app and you go to confession, it'll have an examination of conscience right there. And that's available for smartphones and tablets. So it's important for us to recall our sins like the prodigal son and to be ready to confess them. And when the prodigal son remembers what those sins are, he goes back towards the father. He makes this journey from this foreign country back to his father's property, back to be with the father. And when he reaches that horizon, the father doesn't wait for him to make it all the way back to the house. He runs out to his son, and there is great joy. His son doesn't even get to finish what he wanted to say before the father is already giving him a new cloak, a ring, sandals. He's already restoring him, very eager for his son to be back again. And we see much joy in the father. And so too it is when we return to the father in confession. It's God Himself through the priest who is there to welcome us back. It's God who forgives us through the priest, through the words of absolution. It's God who's waiting for us with open arms in the sacrament of confession. God is our merciful Father, who's always been looking for us on the horizon, waiting for us to turn back to Him so that we can be reconciled. And He's not going to stop until He finds us, because He's very eager to welcome us back, to have that reunion. So let us not hesitate to return to the sacrament of confession. We have confessions available here at Ascension at 7:30 a.m. every weekday and at 4 p.m. on Saturdays. And if it's been over a year since your last confession, that's long enough since you've received the mercy, the love, the grace, the joy of God that comes with receiving this sacrament. So even if you haven't committed any serious sins, even if the only sins that you have are small sins, go ahead. Go. Be reconciled to the Father in the confessional. Receive that mercy, that love, that joy that comes with it. But especially if you've committed serious sins, I encourage you to go back to the sacrament of confession. Be reconciled with God the Father. Let us not deprive ourselves of this joy. A joy that's much like family members when they reconcile. A joy that's worth the effort to make, to receive. A joy that only comes from reunion and being with God. So let us take this brief moment of silence to plan when our next confession will be, and how it is that we will go about examining our consciences so that we can make a good confession, so that we can receive as much grace from God as He wants to give us in that sacrament. Let us make this plan as we prepare ourselves to encounter our Lord in the most holy Eucharist.